today, the Repo Act, why America can no longer be trusted. Hello, Internet friend. I'm David Revelle, and this is Value Side. On Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden signed a massive aid package aimed at helping Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan strengthen their respective militaries. But it was also an omnibus bill that included much more than a mere aid package. Buried within its provisions were potential sanctions against the social media site TikTok and an extension of the regrettable Patriot Act. However, a third provision within the bill may prove to be the most costly for you and I, the American citizens. Initially presented as the Repo Bill, this piece of legislation proved to be so unpopular that it could not stand on its own. So in the usual machinations of Congress, the Repo Bill was attached to the massive aid package in the hopes that few would notice. Now passed and signed into law by the President, the Repo Act is nonetheless an attack on private property and the latest blow against global trade and finance. With extreme irony, this part of the act was labeled the Repo Act. Now, those familiar with finance will know that a repo is a shorthand for a repurchase agreement, and it's a sophisticated method governments and other large institutions use to lend a security, generally a sovereign debt instrument, to another institution with the provision that they will buy it back, repurchase it, at a future date. Now, the central to the repo transaction is trust, the trust that both parties will fulfill their side of the contract. This trust is so fundamental to this kind of financial transaction that it's rarely stated. It's just assumed. After all, those involved in repo transactions, and in fact any transaction of this size and scope, are presumed to be good actors. Many of these are the world's most significant governments, institutions, and endowments. The U.S. Treasury is among them. On this Wednesday, the United States declared that it had gone rogue. You see, part of the legislation passed by the U.S. House and Senate and signed into law by President Biden incorporated this Repo Act, a provision that the United States could confiscate Russian assets held on deposit at U.S. banks. This wasn't even a debatable case. There's no doubt that these were indeed Russian assets. Institutions within Russia had placed these deposits with American financial institutions to provide collateral for trade and finance between the two countries. Remember, as late as last November, the United States was still purchasing Russian oil and gas. No doubt some of these assets were a result of these trades. As one more step in Washington's widening war with Russia over Ukraine, our nation is taking the step to confiscate approximately $6 billion worth held in this country. This move is unprecedented. Never in our long history has the U.S. government so blatantly and so publicly pilfered international funds held on deposits. It's just the sort of action that fiduciary laws across the country are designed to prohibit. Regrettably, this is just the latest step by the Biden administration to disregard convention and strike a blow against global finance. In fact, America has promoted an all-out economic war in retaliation to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. From multiple sanctions to removing Russia from the SWIFT system of trade reconciliation, and now Washington has been determined to diminish Russia's ability to trade. While I can understand many of this country's wish to support Ukraine, the debate needs to now include how Washington is destroying our resources and abilities in trade and finance. There isn't a day that I have yet to read about the decline of the U.S. dollar's status as the reserve currency. Those who write about the dollar's decline are spot on. The decline in the petrodollar is especially significant, as we've seen Saudi Arabia express its desire to join BRICS, the emerging competitor to the U.S. dollar's hegemony. The euro dollar is also under pressure, as Europe's energy purchases will increasingly be made now in Russian rubles or perhaps India rupees. Historically, both the petrodollar and the eurodollar came about with the need to hold on American deposit currencies to expedite global trade. This is the very thing that President Biden and Congress are now attacking. From my perspective, far more than the billions spent on Ukraine, the damage done by incorporating the Repo Act will leave a lasting legacy on America. Imagine a country, the United States, that is reliant upon foreign trade to provide many of the products we consume, that is also reliant on foreign investors to purchase nearly a third of our sovereign debt, and that encourages offshore customers to purchase our natural resources, automobiles, and high-tech products to make up our exports. We are a country built over the last half century by international trade and finance. And yet here is a president and a Congress who have thrown a monkey's wrench into the most basic of all attributes, trust. After April 25th, 2024, the world can no longer trust the United States to be a fair and impartial custodian of their assets. The world leader in trade and finance no longer meets the standards of a simple fiduciary. And that's today's Value Side. For all of our articles and podcasts, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. Value Side is independently written and researched. The views expressed are strictly my own.